on East Coast Drive. East Coast
Drive. Talk to us, lady.
Well, afternoon tea starts off on a bit of a sad note because over the weekend, the whole of South Africa was shocked by the passing away of Mduduzi Edmund Shabalala. We more commonly know him as Umandoza. So he was a hit maker. He was first in the group Chiskop, and then he came out with his own solo career, and he started off with Uzoyithola Kanjani Hlelekhona, and that was his first single. But then the one that made him basically amalgamate all cultures in South Africa was Nkalakatha. So on the line, we've actually got one of his very, very, very close friends, Danny Kay. Danny, welcome to East Coast Radio.
Yeah, Danny.
Wow, Mr. What's Kay? Good?
We're good, Danny. How are you?
Yeah, man. Sad day.
It is, man. How are you taking it? How is your world right now?
Yeah, man. It's, I heard the news yesterday with the rest of the country. Woke up this morning, to the reality of it. Went to Mandoza's house today to visit his family. And I think then it really hit me, when I saw the grief on their faces. We've lost a big, big person, I guess, in South African history. So it's terribly sad for the music community, and I think for everyone who loved his music.
So, Danny, what is one of your fondest memories you have of the Ndozman?
I've got so many. The truth is that Mandoza and I worked together for, call it three years of his entire career, which was over 20 years. But for so many South Africans, it was like we had worked together for much, much longer than that. Everywhere I went, it was, where's Mandoza? Everywhere and he went, where's Danny? And to this day, that always happens, to me. Everywhere I go, I'm asked about Mandoza. But my first and favorite memory of him was I performed my first big show. It was at a stadium in Port Elizabeth at Telkom Park, and Mandoza was the headliner. And just watching him on stage that first day, I can still remember, I made it my life's mission to work with the man. I said, I just got to do one song with him. And I was tremendously privileged that I got that chance.
They had crazy energy on stage, right? All the tumbling and acrobatics and stuff like that. I'd never seen that before until they did it.
You know what's the one thing I remember the most about the Danny Kay Mandoza duo was the style. Danny, you used to gel your hair, and then you used to wear this leather jacket, the Ndozman and his glasses. Your style, guys. Yeah, back then was the one.
Yeah, man. I actually saw General today, who's one of Mandoza's dearest friends and one of the original members of his band, Chiskop. And he was saying to me that, they did gymnastics where it was very unpopular for township kids to be doing these things. So when they went on stage, and Mandoza carried it on all through his career, he did have a crazy stage presence, an amazing energy. And if you were privileged enough to watch him doing Nkalakatha live or any of those big songs, he blew the roof off of places, man, in front of so many different audiences. He you couldn't resist him.
Wow. How did you actually meet him? Was it obviously you say you saw him in PE, but who actually orchestrated the relationship? How did you guys actually start engaging with each other?
Yeah, so I mean, I was just a fan, Joe, that's the truth. I was a fan. I loved his music, and I was a nobody in the business. I was just about to release my first album, and Coca-Cola were doing their first series ever of what's pretty famous now, their collab project, of putting different artists together. And I guess they put him and I together on one episode and thought this is going to be an absolute disaster. Like, these guys are too different to come up with anything. And we did this track called Music, which became a massive hit. We did a great, cool video for it. And then our labels and management got together and said, we think there's something here. This could be an interesting project. And that's how it began. We agreed. We went down to work with Gabby LaRue in Cape Town for about 3 weeks. We really got to know one another. And then we toured the album for 2-3 years. We went around the world with it. We became very close friends.
Awesome.
So where to from...
Go ahead.
Where to from here on out for Danny?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I think, I mean, for me personally, that's a very big question. My career certainly isn't over, but yeah, I mean, I'm just focusing everything, I guess, in the next couple of days on celebrating him. His memorial's on Wednesday. His funeral will be on the weekend. And, you know, it's a privilege to be able to speak about him. I really mean it. You know, I'm trying to do as many interviews as I can to tell the country and, you know, all the stories I know, the kind of man that he was, and really celebrate him. I think he deserves that, you know.
All right. And just real quick, finally, how's his family holding up?
Devastated, Joe. You know, it's like as sick as he was, and as prepared as they could have been for things maybe not working out. If you see the look on their faces, there's still a tremendous amount of shock and pain there. And you know, Mendoza was all about his family. That was what he made music for. That is what he became famous for. That's what he worked his way out of poverty for. It was all his family, And yeah, it's terribly sad to see that.
All right, man. Danny, thank you for speaking to us, man. Prayers to you and to his family as well. And hopefully I can make the funeral or the memorial.
So yeah, man. Let's just celebrate a great son of South African music, one of the greatest to ever do it. There'll never be another Mendoza. That's a full stop.